You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luni Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a phenomenal guest to the show, Kara Polson. She is an intuitive, energetic healer, and a creator. Kara has created the Spiritual Entrepreneurship Program and Freedom House Publication Company, and she is going to tell us all about it. And she helps women connect with the divine and remember our inner divinity and how to create massive change in the world. It's an honor. Kara, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am elated as well. I'm looking forward to hearing about your program and your publishing company because you're an author as well. So go ahead and give us a little background, a little snippet of your journey here thus far.
Oh, well, I started out with healing work and found that I also have this mad love for business. And so what I did is I created a beautiful combination of healing and spiritual work with creating successful businesses. And the reason why I feel so passionate about that is because I believe there are so many light leaders right now, like thought leaders, people here to make a difference, but the language of business stops them. Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I went in and I'm like a translator. Like, how do I translate business for spiritual beings? And so I created this program and it's so much fun. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of people are stepping into their purpose. They're stepping into using their talent and their gifts. And you're right. There's a lot of, it's not just freelancers who are technical anymore. There are people who are like, we have the power to heal as well. We have the power to transform other people's lives. I mean, that's how we add to the body of universe, right? That's how we give back. That's how we kind of channel the different frequencies that we have to bring over to the world. So I love that you're taking your talent as a healer yourself and you're actually bringing a business aspect to it, because you're right. A lot of us don't take business school in school. We just kind of study something else and then we get into business and we don't know what we're doing and we fall quite hard, and it's very discouraging because a lot of time it's focused on working on, you know, in the business rather than on it and actually providing the service that we're designed to do. So tell us how you were able to kind of do both.
Well, you know, what's interesting is my husband, he's an entrepreneur, and for about 10 years of our marriage, I got to watch him build this big company and this brand. And it was like, it was my school. I just watched him and I found that I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to always be in his business meetings. And I was just like, it was like I was starving to learn about business. And when I felt called to start my work, I was like, oh my gosh, I love business. Like, I could talk about email sequences and landing pages. And I could also talk about how do we create everything with the divine. So I saw there was this beautiful combination that I had, which was I love business and all the things that make it work. And I love everything spiritual and connected with healing and really the, like, working with the divine. And so it was just this beautiful marriage between both of those worlds.
Yeah, you feel that you solved the problem. You saw the gap and you went in and solved it. And I saw your face light up when you talk about business, and mine does too, because even before I had a business, I knew I was fascinated with entrepreneurs. I was fascinated with the growth of business. Not so much the big corporate America, because those are too established, right? But the startups, the ins and outs, though, having to wear multiple hats. And I did something very similar to yours, where I, as a habit coach, I now started teaching people how to implement good habits in their business. So I work with just entrepreneurs. And it's like, well, here you can combine both worlds. You can have it all, Kara. That's what you're confirming.
Yes. And what I found is I started working with all these thought leaders and these healers, and they all were given like really distinct messages from the divine that they needed to write books. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I don't know how to write a book. I don't know how to publish a book. And so I created a publishing house for women who are thought leaders, healers, spiritual beings, messages of self-help. And it's called Freedom House. And that's what it is. It's a house of freedom. And we just like put liberating work into the world. And it's absolutely like my pure joy.
Tell us about that process. Are you publishing? Are you editing? Or how's the process when somebody comes to you and says, okay, I have a book idea. I may not even have a draft. What are you walking through?
Right. And it's actually, I'm really, really proud of what we created because it's called the Done For You Publishing System. I did that because I noticed that most creatives aren't going to do all the pieces to get their book alive. It's like it stops them. So I created a system where they jump in. It's a technical system, you know, they fill out questions and then they get their own publishing specialist who's in charge of their project, who walks them through, okay, you need editing. Great. We're going to connect you with our editor. You need formatting. We connect you with our formatter. And they just walk them through the whole system. So it's easy. And they have like a partner, like somebody where, you know, our authors will get stuck, like where they don't want to actually publish. And this happens a lot because their messages are so big and they're so afraid to let it go into the world. And so this publishing specialist, you know, emails them, gets them on track, doesn't let them fall off the face of the earth. And we help them birth the book. So it's very exciting. And if they don't, they have the idea and they don't know how to begin, I actually have a whole digital course on how to write your book with the divine and then all the business structure of writing a book. So it's kind of like my favorite combo.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
They're all inclusive.
Yeah.
Is it sold as a package or is there contracted out? Do they have to, how's this a payment set up for them?
So it's actually just a package. They purchase publishing with me as a package and then we take care of all the contracted services. You know, so I'm a mom of 5 kids. And so my biggest thing is like, how do I make things easy? Because most of the women I work with are moms, and to help them through the hurdle of the hard stuff so that their books can get published is my main desire. So that's why I've made it super simple.
Yeah. It sounds like all you have to do is show up. You'll show up and yep. you'll have the resources, and people love it. We love it when you package things for us, especially busy moms.
Right? And, yeah. You know, I always think of like, I remember when my kids were super little and we'd watch Channel 8, the PBS channel, and they'd always show the all-inclusive resorts, you know, and I'd be like, oh, I want to go there. I want to go and have everything paid for. And that's really what I try and create with everything. It's like, it's just all-inclusive. You have everything. So you can just totally be taken care of. And we can like really impact the world with the words that need to come in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for doing that because that makes life a lot easier. Now, I'm curious for the inner work that happens with the women. Tell us, how can they tap into that inner divinity to be leaders, to actually come out and show up in the world and provide the service that, you know, that is so innately theirs to do?
Yes. And this is one of my favorite topics, and I call it sacred space. And it's, I teach this, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people teach morning routines. I can hear from just what you do. That's what you're big about.
Yeah.
I'm such a believer of having a morning routine where you go into a space that is dedicated to communing with the divine. And in that space, that's where we receive all the things that need to come through. If that space isn't there and that dedication of time isn't there, it's so hard to receive the words, the messages, the work that the divine needs to come through into this world. It's really hard to be a vessel if there's not a place for vessel work.
Yeah, and the listening piece of it that has to take place. Because a lot of times we're busy asking, we're busy doing, we're busy chatting, and that we're not being enough. We're not being still. We're not being quiet, and we're not listening. And so there's a quote I heard, it might have been church, that, you know, prayer is us talking to God and the divine and in the universe. And meditation, the act of being still, being quiet, is the universe speaking to us, is God talking to us. So that space has to be definitely be set up for you to receive, as you mentioned. And I think the best time to do it is the morning, because you're between alpha and theta state, and you're like, wakefulness is already happening, and you're more receptive to suggestions and listening.
Yeah. I have this tool. I'm gonna email you this link after we're here, and you can give it to your listeners. It's my favorite tool in receiving from the divine, and it's called Altar Work. And it's a lot of what I do in my sacred space, where I place different subjects on a pretend altar, not real, but in my mind, and ask the divine to give me direct inspiration for what needs to happen for the success of whether it's motherhood, whether it's my business, but just always putting them on the altar and then really receiving what are the top three things that need to happen in this area today. And this is the method I teach everyone I coach, because it's like the fastest way for creation. Three things a day will actually move you forward in the fastest amount of energy than we would ever imagine. We would think, oh, we need to do like 50 things a day to get this really live. But it's just those top three things from the divine that'll get you some tread and some momentum. So I'd love to share that with your listeners.
Yes, absolutely. And I put it on the show notes so they have access to it. They can go directly to the link themselves. And so for testimonials, what do you hear? How do they receive? Is it right in the moment or throughout the day that they hear the answers? What have you heard with your clients?
So at first it's quiet, right? And I always think of it like when you go to the gym, you start out with a 5-pounder and you just build that muscle. And that's what I find happens here, is that at first it's quiet and it doesn't happen right away. But with the repetition of showing up every day and putting things on the altar, they will get distinct ideas in that moment. And I invite them to have like an altar work journal where they write down exactly what they received, because most inspiration from God likes to slip away. So if it's not written down, it can be forgotten within 2 minutes of that moment, because that's just how inspiration kind of shows up. So that's what I see happening for the women I work with.
Interesting. And before we get into your morning routine, you just shared a piece of your morning routine and we'll get more into it. But I want you to explain inner divinity.
Yeah.
What is that? How can we tap into that?
I believe that we all have the divine within us, and we all have this really unique purpose that just burns in our soul. But what happens is it gets kind of caked on with mud, kind of like if you were to walk in the mud every day with your boots and never cleaned them off, every day the mud would just expand and expand, and it'd be hard to even see the shape of the boot. And I think that's what happens, is we have this light, this divinity within us, but if we're not consistently cleaning off our energy, spending time inside and with the divine, it gets really muddy and we forget it. And so what I believe is if we spend time in our morning space, talking to the divine, really clearing out our hearts, opening up to receive, the divine within us just gets brighter and brighter because we're charging every day with that higher light.
That's the best metaphor I've heard.
Yeah.
It gets muddy. It will build up. It's like plaque around the heart.
Right?
You got to clear it out. And so that morning ritual is the way to clean it out every day, because we are attracting things throughout the day, people's emotions, situations, difficulty, stress. We're prone to that. But if we are armored, right, if we protect ourselves from it, or be able to clean ourselves daily, then it won't build up.
Yeah,
it won't become so massive that it actually just stops the flow altogether. Just pinch it. Like, done. So it's a great segue. Tell us more about the morning routine and your morning routine and how it helps clear that channel and it kind of getting rid of some of that mud so your inner divinity shines every day.
Yeah, my morning routine, if I don't have my morning routine, the day just feels collywampus. That's the word. It's just like upside down, inside out. And, you know, it's hard because I have a lot of kids and it seems really impossible to go and have a sacred space, but I believe if you dedicate a place, your kids know that. So my space is actually in the back of my pantry. We have this really big pantry. So in the back of the pantry, I have my crystals and my salt lamp and all of my beautiful pictures and my oracle cards. And my children know that that's my holy space. So if they come in, they actually are like super reverent. Like, for me, it's like a temple within my home, and they know the boundaries and the sacredness. And so that's my first thing is that the space creates the sacred work. Mm-hmm. And then there's always prayer, and I have a bunch of different tools. So it's just kind of, I ask the divine to guide every morning. What do I do today? And so it always starts with prayer, but then it also moves into, I love to chant. It like really helps my nervous system recalibrate. So I do some chanting, I do some writing. Because I do healing work, I always do healing work while I'm in there. Mm-hmm. And I actually have this new book. I'm so excited. This is a proof. So it has a proof band. This is my new book I wrote. And I actually work through this because it's a daily journal on how to release suffering and activate joy. So I work through my own journal to help me like feel more joy every day. And it's just, it's the best part of my day. I can spend 3 hours in there.
That's great. Tell us the name of the book for the iTunes version of this. It's the Rise Yes. Up, the Awakening. Is that what it is?
It's called Rise Up and Awaken to the Joy of Being Human. And it actually drops next week on the Monday the 19th is when it goes live on Amazon.
Fantastic. And you are a living proof of it because you have your journal in there. Yeah. That's fantastic. What about movement? And you know how we're a bundle of energy, right? It's emotion is energy in motion. Tell us about exercising and, you know, the nutritious part of your morning routine.
So my morning routine doesn't have a lot of movement in it. I actually work out at night with my 16-year-old. That's our kind of mom and son time. He's a little bit like my personal trainer. But I love Hispanic rap. It's my favorite music. And so every day I turn it on, whether I'm doing my hair or I'm doing dishes, and I just dance because dance is like the rhythm of my body. I love to dance. And that kind of music, I could dance all day to Latino. It's just like my body is meant to dance like that. So I would say the movement actually moves throughout my day. Whenever I can dance, I dance.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. How can we connect with you?
The easiest way is my Instagram. It's just my name, Kira Polson. I answer all my DMs. So anybody wants to send over a quick question or connect, I love to connect there. They can go to my website, kirapolson.com, or simply just send me an email at contact@kirapolson.com. I love to connect. I love to share, and I love to collaborate.
And you love helping women find their inner divinity and channel it into a profitable business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Morning Enthusiast, that has been Kira Polson, and it's been an honor. Thank you for your presence this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I so appreciate your time.
All right, Morning Enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.